Well, today we have a very short passage from St. Mark chapter 4. Jesus is teaching to the disciples about how we should not keep the faith to ourselves, but be like a lamp and to share the light of Christ with other people. He says the very nature of a lamp is to be placed on the lampstand where it gives light to all in the house, not to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed. The lamps in those days were oil lamps, and the wick would, of course, shed light to the entire room. But what if you put a bushel basket on top of that lamp? Bushel baskets were used for measuring wheat or grain. It was about a 2-gallon container. And what if you put that lamp under the bushel basket? It would defeat the purpose of the lamp. It would go against the nature of the lamp. God, we created lamps so that they would give light, and God gave us Christianity so that Christianity would be the light of the world. And the Lord is saying not to put your faith under a bushel basket, not to hide your faith, not to keep the faith to itself. That would go against the very nature of Christianity, just like covering the light with the basket would defeat the very reason for the light, for the lamp. So by covering up our Christianity, not letting it shine forth to others, would go against the very nature of Christianity. So we should ask ourselves, have we become basket cases, right? Have we become basket cases? What is our excuse for not letting our light shine before others? If there is a reason why we're keeping our light under a basket, we got to get rid of the basket. We have to let our light shine before others through good works. And Jesus says when we do good works, it doesn't give glory to us. It glorifies the Heavenly Father. So that's what Christianity is all about, is to be Christ in the world today. That's why we're called Christians. You and I are to be Christ in the lives of other people. There's a saying that we may be the only Bible some people ever read. We may be the only catechism that some people ever open. That's you and I as Christians. We're not called to hide our faith or to keep the light covered. We're called to place it on a lampstand for all to see. That is the very nature of the church. The church is not to keep its faith to itself, but to give the truth and the light of Christ's teaching to the entire world. The church has always been seen as the lampstand to give light to the world. And then the Lord goes on to say, there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed, nothing secret that will not come to light. Well, this has two meanings. One, it has the meaning of that what the Lord told his disciples was not meant to be kept to them. It was meant to be shared and spread to the whole world. So what was whispered in secret would now be proclaimed on the rooftops, the saving message of Christ and the saving work of Christ. But this verse also has something to do with the final judgment, with the end of time, that everyone's sins will be revealed to everyone else, to the entire world. And of course, we said then we'll see how our lives affected other people, for good or for bad. You get to see what a Mother Teresa and how her life affected the lives of millions of people for good, or a John Paul II or a Saint Francis. But then you get to see how the life of a Hitler or a Stalin or a Mao Zedong would affect the lives of millions of people in a detrimental, harmful way. So nothing, it says, hidden that will not be made visible at the general resurrection. Of course, that's the best reason to go to confession. Then your sins will not be to your shame, but will be covered by the blood of Christ and will be hidden, covered by the saving forgiveness of Christ. And then lastly, Jesus says, take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. So in other words, if you're forgiving and loving towards others, God will be forgiving and loving towards you. If you're unforgiving towards others, well, then we set the measure, and God will be unforgiving towards us if we have not forgiven others from our heart. So the measure with which we measure will be measured out to us. And then he says, To the one who has, more will be given, and to the one who has not, even what little he has will be taken away. What does that mean? Well, when the Lord gives us grace to do something, maybe to go to daily Mass or to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament or to pray a rosary, when we cooperate with grace, we get more graces. But if we say no to that initial grace, then we lose those additional graces as well. So the more we have, more will be given to us. The more we love, the more love we have to be able to give, and the more love we receive, the more kindness we give, etc. So the teaching here is that the one who has not, even what little they have will be taken away, but the one who has, more will be given. And so that's a good lesson for us, that even in the little things, in the little sacrifices, the hidden sacrifices, if we cooperate with God's grace, for example, maybe reading the Bible for 10 minutes a day, we'll be given more graces. If we do some spiritual reading, we'll be given more graces. If we say one rosary, we'll get the grace to grow in holiness. So even the little things can make a big difference, because if we cooperate with the little graces, then we continue to get more and more graces. But if we say no to those initial graces, then we're cutting ourselves off from receiving even more from the Lord.